Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday, and you know what we do on Fridays. We celebrate Friday. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we celebrate what we call the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
This is the day that we try not to take ourselves too seriously. We have fun.
Hey. It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. You know exactly what day it is. It's Friday.
Hey! It's Friday.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that. Now the Friday song, and we get requests. It's weird. There are folks all over the country that wait for Friday so we can bring them the Friday song. It makes their day a little bit better, and that's important. Now here is the problem that with what the governor did yesterday. Yes, he opened us up, at least some of us, to phase one. That's good. But as far as what it will take in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, maybe the end of the month. That how do we get to phase two? And the governor, let's go to cut 10, by the way. The governor did not have an answer for how we get to phase two.
Hey, Governor, just wanted to ask. That'd be helpful. So for getting into phase one, there was the requirement to have the 14-day consistent decline in COVID-19 stats. Is there any similar requirement that you or your office will put together to get into phase two, or is it kind of based on that May 30th day that you mentioned earlier?
Well, I don't think it's based necessarily on the date. I think it's going to be based on several things, whether or not we continue, hopefully, to keep those continued downward trajectories. What the response is in phase one, you know, how people, if they continue to practice what we've asked for, the social distancing, the face coverings. I don't have a specific metric to move into phase two. it'll depend on various variables and criteria that would happen, benchmarks along the way, and we'll just have to play it by ear.
And just on the other end of that, if the number of coronavirus cases increases or hospitalizations or deaths, do you have a metric that you're going to be using to measure whether or not you're going to roll back some of these openings you've just announced?
Here again, I don't want to focus too much on a statistic because we can get a day, and we've had that in the 14 days or past 14 days where there's a bump and then it comes right back down and continues. There's an anomaly in our statistics. I don't want to focus on, you know, what it would have to be if we see a continued. Right now, our trajectory of our positives, like I say, have gone to 11.2. If I see that go, you know, one day and it goes to 11.4, I'm okay. But if I see it go to 11.4, 11.7, 11.9, 12.2, I'm not okay. And then we're going to have to make some adjustments. So we're going to have to wait and see how those criteria move forward.
Okay, there you have it. That's the governor. So you've heard from the governor. You've heard the businesses that are returning, the businesses that are not returning, big casinos, small casinos, the 15 machines on the bar places. And now I want to get your reaction. I want to find out from you if this is what you wanted the governor to do. And by the way, any of you that don't feel safe going out at 12:01 tomorrow morning, and I'm going to tell you, I might be out there amongst them. Looking for a place to go have a sandwich and a brewski. I just might do that. And as you know, I don't drink anymore. Nah. But I might make an exception. I might make an exception in this particular case. Let's get to your phone calls. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. In fact, let's begin with James. James, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of points. Sisolak can't plan very well as where he built the stadium right there at Russell and Las Vegas Boulevard, no parking. And when he is on the radio or TV, it seems like he's enjoying making dictates to us. That's my take on the...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I think it's been a very uneven performance by the governor. I liked what he did. You know, when he was a Clark County commissioner, the chairman, in the aftermath of 1 October. I thought he did a credible job there, and he said all the right things, and he was the comforter-in-chief, and he did a lot of good things. In this particular case, I think it's been a very uneven performance by the governor. I think it's just not what we needed. We needed somebody that had the bedside manner of some of these other governors, and I'm not even saying Andrew Cuomo, but where there was a little more empathy, perhaps. Tell you what, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, brother. My boss called me yesterday and said we're going to go back to work in the restaurant. We're only opening up part way because of the spacing. He wants me to go back to work. I told him pound sand.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. Well,
do you not feel safe?
I'm going to work part-time for $250 a week when I just got through 4 weeks it took me to get into unemployment. I'm going to make $800 a week on unemployment. I'm staying home like Steve wants me to. He wanted to ruin the economy. He can live with it. I'll stay home on unemployment. That's what he wanted me to do. That's what I'll do. I hate this guy. He's absolutely a tyrant. And now he needs to sleep with the consequences. I'm sorry. It took me 4 weeks of starving to get on unemployment, and they want me to go back and work part time.
And have you gotten any of the backdated money to March 15th?
I haven't even got a check yet. I just got through last Thursday, and I still haven't got a check. They think they're waiting to see if I qualify. I worked this job for 5 years, the same place. And I'm waiting for them to send me back my PIN number and my debit card or whatever the hell they do. I've never been on unemployment in Nevada. Never. been here 30 years, never been on unemployment. It took me 4 weeks to get in, and I'm waiting to find out whether I'm accepted the amount of money. But everybody else is telling me they get an extra $600. Why would I go back to work part-time in a restaurant?
An extra $600 from the federal government. You're right. Chris, thanks, man. I hope you get your money soon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls from all across our listening area. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Kevin Wall Radio, at Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey,
another dose of the hand sanitizer. I'm feeling so good. They call it Sani. That's the new slang. No, I'm serious. On the street, they're calling it Sani. And I got plenty of Sani now. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, real quick. Listen, we know of two supervisors who work in the housekeeping departments at two major hotels. And make a long story short, remember all the tourists were coming in way back in December or January, February, March. And we spoke to these two supervisors, and they have contacted many, many people that work under them. And they've yet to hear one person who has died from coronavirus. Now, who's the people that really make a lot of contact with tourists that come from all over the world? The housekeepers. They clean the room. They go into the rooms that these people have been there for 9-10 hours sleeping, breathing, and breathing out the germs and viruses. So I always wonder, and a lot of people are beginning to wonder, how contagious is this thing if it's as bad as they portray it? Now, mind you, what did they say? 300 people have died, unfortunately, in the state of Nevada. And if I'm not mistaken, quite a bit of them already had underlying illnesses, severe illnesses. So I think we should be optimistic. And the other thing, I'm thinking the opening of the Raider Stadium is really going to help Las Vegas once these games get going.
Yeah, but what if you can't have more than 10 people in one place? That's the whole thing of what Governor Sisolak rolled out yesterday on Phase 1. What if we have to do the first three games, like the two preseason games and maybe the regular season opener? Maybe we have to do those in empty stadiums?
I think what's going to happen is going to be so much pressure. This whole thing is going to be blown aside. I don't think Sisolak's going to survive politically or any other way. Asking people not to open the Raider Stadium after all that money that's being invested, come on, really? That's not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Besides, that would probably kill Las Vegas. If we can't get this economy going, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to get their jobs quick enough.
So well, the one thing we do know is there will be people going back to work. Chris, who said he's going to stay home instead, Chris said he got called by his employer to come back to work. And he says, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to collect $400. You know, what is it, $407 is the maximum per week in Nevada. He's going to collect that plus $600 from the government, from the federal government, if he can ever get anybody in the state to send him a check. Let's go to Lorraine. Lorraine, we are caller intensive. What's up?
Hi. To that last caller that said that he's not going to go back to work, I know that he signed his unemployment to get into unemployment. Did he read the part where it said if your employer calls you back, you must go back? If not, it is fraud. He may not understand. He's going to get that back pay, but he needs to go back because otherwise if he tells his employer to take a hike, his employer will then fire him, and he is being collecting unemployment in a fraudulent way.
And
just
by the way,
know if he knew that.
And by the way, Lorraine, just so you know, back in the day, I forget what state it was, but I was on unemployment for a short period of time, and that was one of the questions. Before you could certify every week, this was back when you had to certify by phone and press 1 for yes and 2 for no. And one of the questions was, have you been called back to work? And by the way, if you lie about that, you are running afoul of the law. So, no, Lorraine, great point for Chris.
And the governor was asked about that in the press conference yesterday, and he said, yeah, you haven't brought up the fact that other people are going to say, look, I'm getting more on unemployment, and they pressed him on that, and he says, yeah, you're going to have those cases. But he goes, you know, under Nevada state law, it is what it is.
Good point. Lorraine, thanks, and stay safe. Stay safe. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in. What is this, Trina? Tina. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, and it's Sheena.
Oh,
everybody,
hi, Sheena. Sheena, no problem. That was operator error on my part. Sorry.
Oh, it's everybody, like I said, all my life. Anyways, no, to this guy. What was his name?
Chris. Yeah.
I'm not going back to work. Yeah, like the lady just said, that's fraud because he has been called back. He can still collect partial unemployment, but I think it's really a slap in the face to a lot of people who can't go back to work yet for him to continue drawing that check. That's just a slap in the face to the rest.
By the way, Sheena, the mm-hmm. My understanding is that that $600 a week ends in July. So that gravy train, unless Congress extends it, which they may do. But here's the, if there's a silver lining for an employer, if somebody don't want to come back to work, fine. But I I'm not going to pay for your unemployment insurance while you're sitting home. And there is a large pool of potential employees that are out there that would be glad to come back to work.
And that's the thing. If you're going to sit back thinking that you're going to ride the gravy train, by the way, Trump isn't your sugar daddy. Stop it. Especially those who say he's not their president. If he's not your president, he's definitely not your sugar daddy. But if your boss says come back to work and you go, nah, I don't think so, not yet, boom, replace him.
There you go. I like that. Sheena, thank you, dear. Be safe out there. By the way, in case you're wondering what the Democrats are planning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said yesterday she's prepared to unveil a stimulus bill written by Democrats that would, get this, increase federal assistance to states, they have their hands out, and cities, expand nutritional benefits, that's the SNAP program, that's something that's been out there for decades, food stamps, I mean, is what it essentially is. It would increase Medicaid funding and provide monthly payments to individuals. They want to give per person $2,000 a month. It's kind of the Andrew Yang thing. He wanted to give $1,000 a month. But now Nancy Pelosi wants to unveil a program that would be $2,000 a month. Where the hell are we going to get this money? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the federal government. They'll just print some more. Is that just bizarre? A proposed payroll tax cut by the Trump administration doesn't look like it's going to pass because it's opposed by folks in both parties, bipartisan. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I personally like the idea of direct payments to people. They will spend it. They're going to buy something. And that's what we need to get the economy going again. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, how's he coping now that it looks like we're moving into phase one at 12:01 tomorrow? So tonight at 12:01 a.m., you can go out and have that steak dinner you've been waiting for, and you can dine in. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging higher in afternoon trading, boosted by an April jobs report that wasn't quite as bad as feared, and signs of an easing in trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Shares of Disney are up over 2% after the entertainment giant announced that Disney Springs, an outdoor shopping, dining, and entertainment complex outside of its Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, will begin a phased reopening on May the 20th. However, the rest of the Disney World Resort, including theme parks and resorts, resort hotels will remain shuttered. The announcement comes as Shanghai Disneyland is getting in gear to reopen on May the 11th. Tickets for the reopening, although with limited capacity, sold out in a matter of minutes. And struggling retailer JCPenney is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection as soon as next week, with plans to permanently close about a quarter of its roughly 850 stores, according to Reuters. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A member of Vice President Pence's staff tests positive for coronavirus a day after one of President Trump's personal valets did as well. A 5-year-old boy in New York has died with a mysterious illness possibly linked to the virus.
Pediatric doctors say dozens of children in several states who've tested positive for coronavirus antibodies have showed symptoms of a rare autoimmune response that doctors call pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome. Doctors say that parents shouldn't panic because only 2% of coronavirus cases involve kids in the first place.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The nation's unemployment rate now 14.7% due to layoffs from the outbreak, with more than 20 million jobs lost in April. President Trump tells Fox,
"It's fully expected. There's no surprise. Everybody knows that. Somebody said, oh, look at this. Well, even the Democrats aren't blaming me for that. But what I can do is I'll bring it back."
America's listening to Fox News.
Since that last checkered flag,
second win of the season for Joey Logano.
It's been 2 months,
9,000 RPM,
8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words.
Start your engine!
NASCAR is back, live from Darlington, Sunday, May 17th on Fox.
It's Mother's Day, y'all, and I think particularly this Mother's Day, we need a little extra love and togetherness.
Join us as Paula Deen makes a meal to remember. Learn the secrets and love that go into one of her favorite dishes, one only Mama could make, from her very own kitchen.
At Home with Me, Paula Deen, on Fox Nation.
And to give the gift of Fox Nation to your mother, visit foxnation.com/gift.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her?
It's live and local now. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up just ahead of Rico Aller from Carson Insulation in Mount House. Go right ahead, Robert.
We just want to say thank you so much. You guys are awesome. As far as I know, the First Amendment is still allowed. I want to be polite. Number one, I'm against this contact tracing crap. When I ask Sisla, like, is it okay if we have an app on our phone and follow your family and around with contact tracing? I think it's a violation of our privacy. Number two, I'm for that lady who tore up that ticket and just said, we got to work. And number three, Hobbs and Ong, Kathy Ong, she's a billionaire, and they got an offshore account that needs to be investigated by FBI. And number four, I think Sisolak is incompetent, and he's non-essential, and he's hurt this state, and he needs to step down. And I want him to get rid of James Murin. He's not competent, and we need a medical person to take that position. He's a failure, and I want to get back to work. That's what I got to say.
There you go. I had a chance to visit with Rico Aller. Every week we talk with Rico Aller on Friday, and from time to time, he's at his ranch, he's in the People's Republic of California, he's in northern Nevada, and I asked him this morning, I said, where are you calling from today?
I'm actually at my near my home, between my place of work and my home, and I pulled off into a parking lot at a casino here. It's called... It's got Como's restaurant in it, I can tell you that.
Okay.
But there's nobody here.
It's just you and a lot of empty parking spaces at the casino. The governor has moved us into phase one. I don't know why he did it this way, but he did it at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow morning. So at 11:59, we'll still be in phase zero. But at 12:01, we'll be in phase one. First of all, what do you make of letting a little of the pressure off, letting the hairstylist, the nail people have their way at us? Okay, they're going to be coming back to work, but a lot of folks are not.
Well, I can cook my own food, but I can't cut my own hair, and I need a haircut really bad, Kevin. You saw me; I'm shaggy.
Oh yeah,
it's looking bad. I mean, you know, the older I get and the grayer I get, the more it bothers me.
Well, and we'll all be able to do it, but there will be restrictions, and there'll be changes inside of hair salons and nail stylist places. What I was surprised at is they let those folks go, but into phase one, but they did not release the folks that do Massage Envy and some of the other chains that are out there, just individuals that do massage. Are you surprised at that? They said okay to nail stylists or hair stylists and nail people, but not massage.
Well, they're being driven by political pressure. And, you know, everybody has to have a haircut. You know, in my entire life, I've never been to a masseuse. My whole life, never once. I've never done it. But I go to a barbershop about once a month. And so I'm pretty ready for that to open up. But it's a function of the political pressure that they're receiving. And California's doing the same thing. As of tomorrow, they began to open restaurants and barbershops and, you know, salons with special rules, which are probably reasonable, but actually more freer than Nevada is, which surprises me. Nevada has fewer cases. We have a lot of rural counties where they ought to just open them up completely, immediately, or should have done it a month ago, where there's just... zero or very, very, very few cases of COVID.
Now the question is it possible that we're going to have outbreaks, that we're going to have with this relaxation, so to speak, that we're going to have an outbreak here or there? I know Humboldt County has had some problems. There may be other counties that have not experienced a lot of problems that may have a breakout. Do you suspect that we may have to rein this in at some point somewhere across our state?
Well, of course, I hope not, but we may have to. But we're not taking the powers that be are not taking into account the emotional and physical human damage that's being done to our people as human beings because of the closure. They're only calculating the other side of the equation, which is the lives saved or the illnesses prevented by doing what they're doing. And that's not a sensible thing. There has to be a cost-benefit analysis done. And I don't believe that's being effectively done at all. And I don't approve.
Let me ask you, because this is important. The Wharton School of Business model shows that we may end up that if we do the reopening and everything, that we could lose 233,000 lives between now and the end of June. But we would gain 18 million jobs. Do we need to have a public discussion, a public dialogue about the notion of how much a human life is worth? And is it worth 20 jobs?
Well, if you did that calculus, and you, let's say it came down, it's a wash. It's dead even. Freedom should prevail. Freedom. You know, freedom is the most important characteristic of our American experiment, and it's been incredibly successful. Freedom matters more. So if it came down to that, I would have to be shown compelling evidence that the health damage to people without these controls versus the health damage to people with the controls, if those two things were equal, I would still vie in terms of freedom, because we're not stupid people. And a lot of the things we're being forced to do, now that we know, we would do on our own. We would wear masks. We would be more cautious. We wouldn't be shaking hands with strangers. We would be more careful when we're in the grocery store. All of those things would happen now because we've been retrained. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I am going to go back to shaking hands, and I'm not going to quit that. That's just too fundamental to my psyche.
Again, Rico Aldo joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East in Mound House. You've stayed open throughout. Talk about your business. Whoops! Did you do that into your? Elbow?
Yeah, into my sleeve. I did. I coughed through my sleeve. I promise. I'm a big fat liar. Coughed through my hand.
No. But let me ask you though. See if you can do some tracking here relative to your business throughout these last 2 months, because this has been difficult for everybody. You stayed open. You didn't lay anybody off. Talk a little bit about your business.
Well, what we did, I resolved early on. I told my guys, I got 3 months. I can carry this thing. And then we're going to have to make a hard decision, because I can't do it longer than that, because I only have so much money in my personal savings to do that. And that's what I resolved I would do. I figured about $250K, and then I'd have to make a decision. And it would be a tough one. But what we did is we kept our guys working. We started bidding our work way, way less expensively. We started bidding really cheap because we wanted to keep our men working. So we stayed relatively busy. But from February to March, in February, I think we made somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000. In March, we lost $25,000. And April, I think we're going to end up at about a wash. But that has to do with a number of factors. One is lower margins, because we bid cheaper because we wanted to keep our men working, which doesn't do society any particular good, because of my competitors then suffer. And I don't hate them. I want to win, but I don't hate them. So we hurt our competitors some, and we kept our guys working. And I also had my employees doing a lot of things that were marginal. You know, they weren't really profitable enterprises, like working on the shop, building racks, doing maintenance on vehicles, washing trucks, cleaning out the insides of trucks, you know, things like that, that you wouldn't set as a high priority in your normal course of business. You know, I had probably five or six employees every day that didn't hang a bit of insulation, didn't do any work that was profitable, but did things that I felt needed to be done anyway, and so we just went ahead and did them. And we kept everybody working, and we're off, you know, pretty substantially from where we would have been. We were on a Things were looking great in February, and then March, the second week of March, it crashed. We had so many jobs that pushed out or said, you can't come to our place now. All of our home advisor work, we work for Home Advisors, one of our sources of business, and that's homeowners who call and want us to come to their home and do work. That has ended. I mean, absolutely zero in the last 6 weeks, and that's hurt us.
And that's just a matter of people not wanting to invite strangers into their home?
That's it. People don't, you know, it's people that want their attic re-insulated. Like, they've got a 30-year-old house, And when the code at the time was R30 in the ceiling, now it's R49. They want you to come and upgrade and improve their efficiency. And it's a very good thing to do. And those tend to be profitable jobs for us. And probably 20% of our business, and it just went away instantly. It was gone. So we said, we sat down and said, what are we going to do to deal with this? And we decided what we're going to do is we're going to pursue more new construction jobs that we would otherwise find not profitable enough to suit us. And yet we did them. We're doing work at, 15 to 16% margins that normally we're at 35. But we're doing it because we're keeping our men working. And there hasn't been one man or woman in my business who's missed a paycheck, not one. And I'm going to continue that as long as I can hold up.
You are doing the Lord's work, my friend. Rico, always good visiting with you. You have a great weekend, and we will talk again next Friday.
You too, Kevin. And tell your listeners, keep their chin up. This is all going to get better. We're on the edge right now.
12:01 a.m., I'm going to go see if I can get a haircut. I wonder if anybody will be open. Hey, thanks, Rico. You be good, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Rico Waller, good guy. Small business owner, and he's very honest. About tracking his business and that, they were way off in March and better in April. And hopefully May will be a big one in the insulation business. What was weird was that they actually never closed. They were an essential business, and so they kept right on working. Now, a lot of people don't want strangers coming into their homes. I get that. I understand that. Coming up, we're going to be caller intensive. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. At Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. The weekend is at hand. And freedom, at least when it comes to restaurants, 12:01 a.m. tonight. Yeah. Just 1 minute after... Why did they have to do it in the middle of the night? Why couldn't they have done it at 5 o'clock tomorrow or at noon tomorrow? I just don't understand. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Those of you ringing in, we'll get you screened as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silvercrest for Regent.
Vote Silvercrest for Regent. Yes, Silvercrest for Regent. Vote Silvercrest for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silvercrest.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. To your phone calls we go. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering, if I'm listening to these people talking about the guy with the unemployment, but I'm wondering, I don't want to go back to work because I'm scared to death. They've hid me away for 2 months. They've locked me down, and all I've heard was death and destruction. I can get on your clothes when somebody coughing, and they want me to go back to work. Now, if I don't go back to work, I get cut off of unemployment. I didn't lose my job. It was taken from me. And now they've done their job. They have me scared to death. They've got me locked down. They want me to go back and mingle with customers. I have children at home. So I don't go back to work. I lose my job and my unemployment. How is that fair?
Yeah. No, no, you're exactly right. And that's why, in my view, the legislature needs to be involved in this because they need to be able to pass a law. The governor, I'm guessing by executive order, he could say no one can be harmed if they fear for their lives and don't want to go back to work.
And I listen to you. I listen to you daily. And I try to buy into the fact that it's not that deadly, but every channel, all day, all night.
Oh, I know.
People are dying. It's so contagious. And yet you're going to tell me that I have to go back to work and deal with customers? It's got to be one way or the other. You can't just turn me on. I've got post-traumatic stress disorder over this. It was hard enough just getting on unemployment. And now they want me to go back and deal with customers telling me I could take this home on my clothes to my children.
Hey, Bobby, question. Have you received money from the state?
Yes, I'm getting my unemployment, and I'm getting the $600. But the whole $600 was a joke. This is terrible to do to our country. People aren't going to want to go back to work. Like that guy Chris. Why would he want to go back to work? He's making money off the cash cow. But the cash cow's going to dry up.
And in July, in fact, my understanding is in July that money, the federal money, will run out unless the feds re-up it, and they might renew it. Don't know. Hey, Bobby,
they're talking about people waiting for a vaccine that could be 2 years. It might never come. But I'm just so scared about going. They've done their job. They have psychologically beaten me.
And now, how do you convince people like you, Bobby? What would convince you that it's not as deadly as we all think?
Well, quite honestly, I am convinced of that, but I'm older. So I'm in the range where
you're vulnerable.
Deadly to my children, but I'm right there. I'm 59 years old. I'm a smoker. Unfortunately, I'm overweight. But I think I could beat it. I'm pretty healthy. I haven't had the flu. I don't take flu shots. I just never have a flu shot. I've never had the flu. But it just they preach it day and night. They're beating it into our heads that just one person can cough and 12 feet away people can get sick by the millions. It's unfortunate what they've done to us. And now they want to flick a switch and tell us, oh, it's all better, come on out. Psychologically, it's ruined a lot of people.
Well, and it's going to make it very difficult for anybody to fire you or to take you off of unemployment if indeed, you know, for instance, one of the things of phase one, all vulnerable, and this is from the governor's actual announcement, all vulnerable individuals should continue to shelter in place. Members of households with vulnerable residents should be aware that by returning to work or other environments where distancing is not practical, they could carry the virus back home. So even if you went back to work and you dealt with the public, you could bring that back to your family at home.
And they're telling me to go to work or lose my unemployment. It's embarrassing. It's a shame what they've done to this country. I don't buy into the big numbers, but they've got me scared. They did their job. I'm waiting for him to say that an earthquake could be coming because we're on a fault line. Let's keep everything closed down because millions could die from an earthquake. It's coming. He's got his powers in hand now.
And a lot of these governors are power crazy. Thanks for the call. No, he's right. They have done such a good job of getting us to stay home for Nevada, you know, and a little, nice little catchphrases. The organization that's helping the governor reopen the economy, LEAP. This is going to be tough. This is not going to be a thing where you just throw open the switch, and all of a sudden people end up coming back to the bars, the restaurants, the golf courses, the drive-in churches, the drive-in movies are okay now. Did you hear that? The one drive-in movie in Southern Nevada has now been cleared to open for business if they want. They may not want. Don't know. Coming up on Monday, we want to hear your stories of how you celebrated the first moments at 12:01 tonight. 12:01 tonight. How you celebrated the first moments of phase one. Or were you afraid of phase one? Like our last caller. No, that's... I think a lot of people, myself included, are a little apprehensive. But yes, I will go out and get a haircut over the weekend. Sorry, but I'm going to. If they'll have me. They might make me come in via the emergency entrance. Yeah, I'm in pretty bad shape. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy your first taste of freedom, will you please? Till we join you, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, live and local, now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.